from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
6:17 here on a Friday morning. It's Swag here with Will Ortner. Schultzy's on the board, a producer's edition of Dirt and Sprague. They are both... Well, I know Dirt's down south. I forgot where Sprague was headed. He had family things going on. It's that point in the summer, so there'll be a lot of coming and going. Excuse me. Sorry, wanted to get the YouTube chat up.
Yeah, hey, sometimes it happens.
Because that's, we'll take out, we are going to Sprague the line at 8:30. That ain't going away. Mm-hmm. So if you have your fake sponsors, send those in, whether it's on the Vancouver Ford text line or on the chat. For YouTube, however you want to get to us. But the NBA draft, we will get to the Blazers at 7 o'clock, kind of wrap everything up from them, how everything went. The grades are out. I think there is a fair assessment of what Portland was able to do, what mm-hmm. they didn't get caught doing. And we'll see where they are headed into free agency, which I think starts, when does it start? Right after the 4th, I believe.
Right, but they're already announcing the contracts, and everybody knows what's happening.
I think that's for people that are re-signing with their team, because you can negotiate with your own free agents.
Oh, that's right.
You can't negotiate with other free agents until the, you know, qualified tampering period starts, and that's just dumb, because you can talk for 3 days, but you can't agree to anything. And then at midnight of the day, you can agree to it. 17 contracts get done for $1.5 billion.
So we get to hear for the next couple weeks, where will Paul George land and what's his best
as
fit?
As long as we don't have to hear any more about Bronny being drafted by the Lakers with the number 55 pick. Did you guys take in day two of the NBA draft coverage? A far cry production-wise from what it was on day one. They were in their little sound studio, ESPN studio there at one of the ports in New York City. It looked very last-minute, put together. Poor Mark Tatum, deputy commissioner. His big thing is the draft lottery. Like, mm-hmm. that's his moment. Mm-hmm. He had the fake smile on. I think his cheeks were, I don't know. Do we need this?
No, we don't need it. Because once you get past the lottery, how excited are you really about any of the picks anyways, right? Like, the NBA draft is different. It's the NFL, you get to have 3 days of the NFL draft because by the third day, there's still names that are coming up because you've seen them play in college for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, depending on, you know, how many COVID years you get apparently nowadays, right? But when it comes to college basketball and just the NBA draft in general, I mean, you look at the first couple picks, you didn't see Reza Shea in college. You didn't see Sarr in college. They're playing overseas. And for the people who got to see Reed Shepard, most probably didn't even tune in until SEC conference tournament. So at most you saw him 3 or 4 times. You're not going to get the viewership for that draft that you would for the NFL because you don't get time spent with these athletes and you don't care about these athletes. It felt like a money grab. And I like that the NBA is trying to branch out, but you don't need day two.
No, I don't think so. Unless you are going to extend the time. I think what the NBA needs to figure out, and I understand it's very, very difficult to verify trades in a truncated time period. Mm-hmm. They got to do it like the NFL, where they announce the trade, and here's who's now picking.
Mm-hmm.
They got to figure out a way to do it. They got to be able to clear it, because that is the most annoying thing, and especially in the second round, because at least half the second round picks, I think, got traded, maybe more at the end of the day, some two or three times in the course of the day, and you had no idea who was picking for who.
I heard Suk saying this on day one of the draft. It is the stupidest thing ever to see like a Portland Trailblazers hat being put on the 14th pick of the NBA draft, knowing that he's not going to be a Portland Trailblazer, and then ESPN's leaning into it, showing Blazers fans, like, it's like, dude, this guy's not going to be on our roster. It is, in the NFL draft, it is so much fun, and in my opinion, there's no more anticipation during the draft than when the commish comes up and you hear Roger Goodell say, we have a trade to announce. Everybody on bated breath, ESPN's ready, sending it right to him, and the fact that the NBA hasn't figured that out yet, it's kind of asinine.
So, I don't know if that involves moving, because the NFL moved free agency now ahead of the draft.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe they need to redo that. I don't think we need to do the second day. Poor ESPN. The Bronny James stuff was nauseating. Not that Bronny James, I don't care that he got drafted by the Lakers. And if he plays with LeBron, great. And I think that, the specter of if he actually makes the roster, he's on the active roster, and they play in the same game on opening night, that will get my attention, I think, at that point.
He'll make the roster.
But using the 55th pick, the fourth to last pick, and a second round pick to do that, I called Bronny James games for Sierra Canyon at the Hoops or at the old Les Schwab Invitational when they came.
Yeah.
LeBronny James, through all the chaos, and that was with the documentary crew going around with him, he is a cool customer. He is a good teammate. His basketball IQ is high, as you would expect. He is not a selfish player on the basketball court. He is willing to play both ends. He is only 6'1". You know, we all understand the medical issues that he's done. This isn't that big a deal.
Right.
Maybe outside of L.A. for L.A., but I just – and ESPN, they're probably searching for, okay, what are we going to do for 3 hours, 4 hours of second-day coverage with this, that, or the other thing? But I thought it might have been nicer to tell more stories, maybe some more stories from late first-round guys. I know they had a couple of interviews. I think Klingon got on there at some point, and Alex Saar was on there. But – if they're going to make this a whole second day, they really need to go back and reinvent what they're going to do. All the production, they got to be able to talk. Maybe you get some GMs. I mean, that's the one nice thing about the NFL, because you have so much time in between picks. You can go and interview. GM will come out of the war room, or the coach will come out of the war room. Here's where we're at. What are we doing? There was no production value for me, and ESPN was left there with some talking heads. Thank goodness for Bob Myers, because he will go at Stephen A., and it's the best thing ever. Bob Myers has been the best addition to NBA broadcasters, I don't know, since Charles Barkley, quite frankly. I love Bob Myers.
Right. I think some of this, too, was built around Bronny being a day two guy. So ESPN was like, we'll get eyeballs in some way. I don't think they'll do this again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Bronny James, it's so unfortunate that LeBron is so heavy-handed in everything that he does.
And because, so passive-aggressive at the same time.
Well, because if
just own it.
Right. Well, and like, here's the thing. If he just came out and said, I want to play with my son, I think that would be a really cool thing. Like, I am a father. I didn't have a father figure in my life, or at least not my real father, yeah. Right? And I have now raised my son. He is of age. He's a player that is good enough to at least be in the NBA, and I would like to play with him before I retire. And he just straight up owned it. It would be a cool, like, hey, footnote story. Hey, LeBron's going to get to play with Bronny. Because this isn't the first time that something heavy-handed. Look at all the Antetokounmpos. They shouldn't be in the NBA, but they're in there because Giannis wants to hang out with one of his brothers.
How many second-generation assistant coaches or video guys or analysts or whatever, because they're, you know, there's nepotism all over the place.
100%.
And how many owners, sons and daughters get executive positions that they're probably not qualified to take yet for? Now, some of them grow into it and can handle it and execute it, and we'll wait and see if Bronny takes the opportunity. So I'm not all bent out of shape about it from that standpoint.
Because there's the special moments in sports are so special because they're authentic. This, as you guys just said, was a situation forced upon us by a very passive-aggressive star, essentially saying, no, you're going to do what I want to do, or I'm going to go do it with the team that's going to do it. The only other instance that I can think of, not just because I'm a Mariners fan, it's because this is literally so rare in the world of sports. The last time that a father and son played in the same game was Griffey and Griffey, right? 1990, Griffey Sr. in left field, next to Griffey Jr. in center field. They even hit back-to-back home runs that year. It's special. There's memories
in Seattle. I went and saw them both play. It was amazing at the Kingdome.
That must have been amazing. And the reason that happened was because Griffey Sr. was on the downswing of his career. The Mariners had a spot on their roster for a backup outfielder and said, you know what? This would work. And he actually came in and produced. He wasn't amazing, but he was a competent major league hitter. If there were no questions about his NBA talent, I would not care. Knowing that this has literally been forced upon us, and we have since January been hearing all sorts of everybody doing circle eights around themselves and twisting themselves into not saying that Bronny actually is NBA ready, that's what makes me have a problem with this. It's the forced fake nature of this quote-unquote special moment. Moments in sports are special because they're so authentic, guys. That four overtime game that we watched the Blazers win against Denver, it wasn't because somebody drew it out. And that's why I have such a problem with this.
It's not special yet, so whatever. If he actually makes the roster, for the life of me, I can't see them using an actual spot if he can't cut it. I really don't. If he's on the G League team, if he's on a two-way thing. Now, if he sticks it out with them the whole year, we get down to the final couple of games, and the Lakers are in either whatever slot, they're like fixed, whether they're a play-in or whatever, and they do it there, okay, great. If they do it opening night, they said no. He went to summer league. He lit it up. He shot 44% from three. He was getting a steal. We can use a shooter off the bench because, Lord knows, the Lakers didn't have enough shooting on their roster.
Right.
Maybe it's like, hey, 5 to 10 minutes. If we need a little offensive burst, let's go. Maybe he does it. I physically, other than just being 6'1" or 6'2", he's a put together athlete.
He can play, yeah,
and he can stroke it. I've seen it in person. So I'll wait. I'm not, No, it is. And I think that's more the coverage. LeBron irritates me from time to time here and there. Just say what you want to say.
Right.
I mean, I always appreciated, look, if you were obnoxious and going to come out and take shots in the media, then take shots in the media and live with the consequences. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to do that. And that's one of the more annoying qualities of LeBron.
Right. Like, he wants to be liked. I wish he just came out and said it, or do the Giannis Antetokounmpo, where behind the scenes you say, hey, you make sure that you take care of my family member.
I think there's a lot of that goes on 100%. That never gets. And if you have power and there's something, or you have leverage and there's something right. important to you and you use it,
do it.
It's up to, you know, others to let you use it, I guess.
Right.
So the Lakers, I don't know what they're doing. There's a quote from Pelinka. We might get to it later. That's what's nauseating is that they think this is a bigger deal than it actually is. If LeBron and Bronny play in an NBA game at the same time on the same court, okay, that's cool. That will probably get me to tune in and say, well, let's see what this is actually about.
One of them alley-oops the other one for a big
all the
dunk.
Run-up to it.
Super cool. Yeah. And look, Bronny James is not going to be a star. His best case scenario is he's a Kevin, or not a Kevin, he's a Peyton Pritchard type.
Sure.
He gets to be seventh, eighth man off the bench. He plays a little defense, makes a couple shots here or there. That's what he's going to be. But because he's LeBron James's kid, he gets blown into like, well, can he be a star? Can he be this? And the most unfortunate thing is,
that's on us. That's not on him.
Right. The person who gets the most backlash is the one who deserves it the least, because he's not asking for any of it. He just wants to go out and play ball. I think it's a cool story because it's a father and son getting to play together. And isn't that everyone's, as a father, I would assume, that's your dream. Like, if you made it to the NBA or NFL, whatever, you'd want to play with your kid. And I think it's cool that he got to do it. I just don't like the way he went about doing it in LeBron James.
They're in on the text line. You can't be, Bronny deserves a roster spot. No, I'm not saying. I'm saying if he earns it.
Mm-hmm.
If he earns it, great.
In what world, guys, I would bet the house I don't own right now, he's going to be on their opening day roster. Not the G League, because he already said, I would bet the house I do not own.
Well, is he on the 15 or is he on the act? Is he actually suiting up?
Yes, he will suit up so he can play. Are you kidding me? Do you think that ESPN isn't going to be out of their minds promoting themselves, waiting for LeBron's kid to be announced that he's on the opening day roster for the Lakers, and then promoting seeing him sitting on the bench in Lakers gold? I already see it. It's happening, and there's going to be millions of dollars about it.
I won't go that far yet. I don't.
LeBron plays in summer league just to play with Bronny?
No.
I don't think he can, but maybe they'll change the rules for him.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.